You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Pleased to be joined in the studio this morning by Gary Neubert and Mike Keene, both gentlemen with the Columbia Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors. Good morning, Gary and Mike.
Good morning.
You're both with the Columbia Chamber of Commerce. How is the state of business currently in Columbia?
It couldn't be better. Actually, it could be better.
But absolutely, it could be better.
It could be better. But I think we're happy with the status of things now. The state of California has filled most of the concessions, and they've done a good job of keeping the buildings occupied. And then there are the businesses that aren't concessions, and they're quite healthy.
Yeah, there's business outside of the state park and businesses within the state park, and businesses within the state park have their own set of challenges. But business is good overall?
Yes.
And we have a new concessionaire in Columbia, just opened up a few weeks ago. The old Columbia Mercantile, Columbia Mercantile 1852, is reopened.
And Gary, now that it's summertime, have you seen a flux of tourists?
Yes. Visitation and business is definitely up on the season.
Speaking of downtown Columbia, there is a tradition that Columbia has been celebrating for years. Columbia's glorious 4th of July celebration, which is already 1 week from today. How long has this celebration taken place?
Since 1852. And as far as we can tell, it's been no lapse at all since 1852.
That's incredible. So what can we expect on the 4th of July with this celebration?
Well, you can expect a parade. Anybody's allowed to march in the parade. The rules are simple. No cars less than 70 years old and no animals over 100 pounds. Other than that, anybody is invited to march in the parade. The parade's at noon. It's preceded by a band concert at 11 o'clock. And then there are games throughout the day. They're all traditional games. There's the needle in the haystack for the little ones and the egg relay race also for the little ones. Probably the two most preeminent games are the grease pole. There's two grease poles. One of them usually doesn't get climbed, and occasionally neither of them get climbed. It is what you imagine it to be. It's two grease poles, and anybody under 14 can take a shot at them. There's money at the top, and as I say, and sometimes people win, sometimes they get climbed, sometimes they don't. The other big spot is the egg toss. It's just what you expect it to be. There's 100, maybe 150 different pairs of people tossing an egg until there's only one left. Last year they went to overhand, which meant it was very short. It was a very short toss because nobody can catch an egg that's thrown overhand. It gets up to maybe 150 feet. It's pretty spectacular. There's also the watermelon eating contest, the bucket brigade, the five-way tug of war, the cake walk, and various other events. There's stuff for all families, for everybody in the family.
The parade starts at noon. What time do the activities start?
The earliest one is at 11. That's a needle in the haystack for the little kids. And the rest of them all begin after the parade, 1 o'clock. They go on until 3:30 is the last one. That's the five-way tug of war.
Gary?
Some people claim that it's the longest continuous display of sporting activities in the state, and that's what we're going to hang our hat on. So every shop will be open, and we'll be quite busy, but we will have the chamber will sponsor a pulled pork barbecue at 1 p.m. Tickets are available in advance the day of, and it will sell out, and that'll be held at Burns Cottage Garden.
Are you still looking for entries for the parade?
We always look for entries to the parade. We accept any entries on the day of the parade. Show up at 10:30, register, and the parade gets going at noon.
No cost?
No cost. Everything is free.
Gary?
We have judges for the parade. We give out small tokens of appreciation for best dressed, for most patriotic. We have a number of categories that we review parade entrance on, and we'll have a couple celebrity judges. And the parade is definitely the highlight on Main Street.
Anything else coming up this summer in Columbia?
Well, the Big Band Street Dance is July 14th. That's probably Columbia's finest night. It's set up in the middle of town, and you'll find people of all ages dancing. You'll find grandmas and grandkids with their dancing in the middle of the street. It's quite a celebration.
The theme of the Big Band Street Dance is the 1940s. The park was established in 1945, And we like to revisit those days on one night a year at least. And we'll have the Columbia Kicks band conducted by Rod Harris. And he plays some great period music from the 40s.
Is the indoor farmers market still taking place?
Yes, the farmery is open every Wednesday and Saturday all day long. And there's local farmers with produce and farm goods. And a lot of local small businesses have establishments in the farmery. That's located at the Columbia Airport in the old Armory building.
For more information on Columbia and the Columbia Chamber of Commerce, is there a website we can look at?
Yes, www.visitcolumbia.com. And we have a telephone number. That is 536-1672.
Mike Keen, Gary Newbert, both with the Columbia Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors. Always good to see both of you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mark.